In sporting terms, our next guest has just been handballed a golden opportunity and he's running with it. Ross Gurney is now the General Manager of Lithgow City Council. G'day, Ross.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good, mate. And you're a runner. You start your mornings with a 12K run.
Oh, I do that when I can, Nick.
Wow.
It's just great fun, a fantastic way to start the day. I get to see the sunrise and then wander into work.
I want to start with this line. Blind man in a dark room looking for a black cat that isn't there. In these early days, does it feel anything like that?
It definitely does, Nick. Although I've been at the council for 7 years, it really is a different role, a different level, and you're balancing all these different facets of the role. You have the staff that you're responsible for, you have the councillors that you're working with on a daily basis, and you have, most importantly, the community that you're engaged with all of the time.
Previously, you looked after finance and governance. How does that experience inform how you approach being a GM?
With finance and governance, it was a role that evolved over my 7 years in the job. Governance was an area which I saw early on needed to be addressed and improved. So I got it to a point where we now have a manager in that area, and financial sustainability is obviously a key focus for council. So I had to get on top of that as well.
I want to get my head around governance. What does it actually mean? What's that practically mean on a day-to-day level?
It's having the policies and procedures in place for staff to follow, and also for the community to see how the council is run and that it's run efficiently, effectively and productively to achieve the service delivery and outcomes for the community.
Any GM role is enormous, but when it's attached to local council, it's gigantic. Was this something you had your eyes set upon, or did things just fall your way?
It really was an opportunity for me. It actually wasn't something that I had my eye on. I was very happy in my role with looking after finance, governance and other parts of council. The opportunity came along with Craig Butler retiring, and I thought, well, I really feel like I can make a great contribution to the community and the council. And I put my application in and went through quite a lengthy process.
I bet.
Including, you know, the big interview with all of the councillors, and I've just been amazed at the support that I've had from the councillors and the staff.
What's it take to be a good general manager?
Well, I think it takes dedication and commitment. I've lived and worked in the local area for around about 14, 15 years, and I really have, my heart is in this area. It takes that dedication, as I said. You really need to be involved. It takes a lot of hours, it takes a lot of time. It's really a lifestyle job.
How does the family feel about that?
I'm very fortunate in that I have support at this time of my life. I don't have young children or anything like that. I'm at a stage where I actually have a 2-year-old grandson. I do have a lot of support and it's fantastic.
We're in the year of a council election. How do you think things may change?
I don't really know what the outcome of the election, of course, will be. Obviously, that's beyond my control.
Yep.
And what I can do, though, and what I am doing, is to have a really good induction for the councillors when they start, to bring them on board, because there's a lot of issues that council's facing. There's the economic transition, there's major projects that we need to get underway, and we need to bring the council on, a new council on, as a team to face those challenges together.
What are some of those key issues you'd like to tackle?
I mentioned the economic transition, Nick. That's really my key focus at the moment. We need to bring on board the state and federal governments to help fund and drive the economic transition. We have to find employment lands and make them available and ensure a sustainable future for the Lithgow local government area. We also have major projects like Walgreen Valley Access, and we're also looking at a pipeline that will run from Clarence Colliery to Willerawang.
You mentioned employment land. So how can you best take advantage of the federal government grant for developing cadetships, apprenticeships and traineeships?
I'm keenly interested in the news of that grant, and it really opens it up for council. It's a strategy that we've had in place for some time, and this will make it much easier for council to employ trainees and apprentices. And the first steps I'm taking are to work with the local high schools with school-based apprentices and traineeships.
Ross Gurney, thank you for your time. Congratulations on your recent appointment as GM at Lithgow City Council. We'll chat again soon, perhaps in 100 days when you've settled in and found your way around.
Thank you, Nick, and thanks to LT and Move FM for the opportunity to have a chat.